Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful VBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. This is your host, Allison, and thanks so much for making us part of your holiday weekend. I hope everyone is all relaxed and chilling from that extra day off. And like right now, before I get to my guest, I've got some business I've got to take care of. Maybe you're in the mood for a different kind of vacation. So how about a Psychics at Sea, a four-day cruise to St. John, New Brunswick on Labor Day weekend? My dear friend Susan Duvall of Susan Duvall Seminars was approached by Utopia Travel and asked to put together this very special cruise, and she asked me if I would like to come along, and hey, I'm not stupid. I got my bags packed, and I've done three other spiritual conferences at sea, and I got to tell you, it was a wonderful time. I mean, I still hear from all the people at the Sea Angels cruise that I took. I think I went on them in like 2003, 4, and 5. So, you know, it was such a wonderful camaraderie with just wonderful people. So, of course, I immediately agreed to go with Susan. So let me just tell you a little bit about it. It's Psychics at Sea. It's a cruise to Canada, to St. John's in New Brunswick. And my friend Susan Duvall, you can get in touch with her or take a look at the cruise at SusanDuvallSeminars.com. And besides all the fabulous stuff that you get on a cruise, such as the food and the entertainment and the various ports and things like that, this cruise also is providing transportation to and from the Manhattan Cruise Terminal. And it's specifically, I think, if you're in the southeastern PA area, this is going to be a really easy one to take. It's not that expensive. And she's got some really wonderful people on there. Oh, beside me, hello. Teresa Roba, who's a psychic medium. She's an angel communicator. We also have Carol Tolan, a psychic medium. Myself as the numerologist. And we are trying to beg Joseph Tittle to join us as well, but he may have some other plans. But we're keeping a room open for Joseph and hope that he'll come. So anyhow, check it out. I'd love to meet you. I'd like to see you. I think these types of cruises are really wonderful for people that maybe don't have, a spiritual community where they live, and maybe they'd like to spend and hang out for 4 days with like-minded people. So I think it's a really great thing to go on. So check it out at SusanDuvallSeminars.com, okay? And it'd be fun to meet you. Okay, so let's talk about tonight's show, shall we? I invited a lovely lady named Pam Case to spend the evening with me. She's an intuitive Chinese astrologer, a feng shui consultant, a dowser, spiritual teacher, and a healer. Her knowledge of Chinese astrology allows her to empower her clients to reach, of course, their highest potential. She also mentors and coaches her clients to navigate both the good and the challenging times in life using Chinese astrology. She also uses feng shui, and this gives her clients an advantage so they can see an improvement in the overall harmony of their home, cash flow, productivity in their relationships, and to give them a true sense of well-being. She also teaches personal and space clearing workshops. And on tonight's show, we're going to combine our proverbial talents and do live readings for our listening audience. So I'm very excited to work with her. And it is just my pleasure to welcome Pam Case to the show. Hi, Pam.
Hello, Allison. How are you?
You hear me okay? I'm great.
Can you hear me?
Okay?
Yes.
Yes, I can, ma'am. I can. Good. Good.
You make me sound like an angel.
Well, I think you are an angel. You have an adorable face.
You just can't see the little devil horns growing up on the back of my head.
Oh, no. No, child. I saw those. I saw them.
Okay.
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 You do have an adorable face, anyhow. So,
thank you. Thank you.
Well, why don't you take a moment and maybe tell our listening audience how you became interested in Chinese astrology and feng shui.
Well, I actually, feng shui and Chinese astrology found me. I was a middle school science teacher. I went to visit a friend, a dear friend of mine, down in Houston, and she was talking about feng shui, and this was back in 1997. And I loved the sound of it. I loved what it was about. And I bought her a book about feng shui, and then I bought myself a bunch of books, and that's all she wrote. Since, from that time, I started studying with Chinese masters from Hong Kong, and I started out in California at the American Feng Shui Institute and studied with Chinese masters from Canada, and it found me. That's what happened.
Right. Well, it is one of my favorite subjects, feng shui is. I have to say that after looking over Chinese astrology today, I'm like, I'm not so into that because I don't understand a darn thing. However, I don't think I'll ever become a Chinese astrologer. That's safe to say. But I did see a lot of correlation between the information there and Chinese astrology and, of course, numerology. So I really think that it doesn't really matter what tool you use, whether, you know, it's astrology itself, Chinese astrology, numerology, you know, palmistry. There's many different ways to get to the information. I think that we were left these proverbial little breadcrumbs all over to help to give us guidance in life. And like I said, I'm not going to be jumping on board to the Chinese astrology train anytime too soon. But you know what, Pam? I almost think that we already got a caller. So I hate to interrupt this talking about you, and we certainly are going to get back to it, but we might have someone anxious for a little bit of advice. So are you up for it?
I am. I need a
wonderful
birthday.
Okay, I want to know, is somebody on the line?
Hello, yes, I'm on the line.
Okay, and you have, what we were going to do for the readings tonight is, if you want just a general reading, meaning that giving us your date of birth, and we can just go with that and give you a little bit of insight as to what we're seeing there. Or if you have a specific question, we can attempt to answer the specific question. But I'd like to know who you are, what your name, and what your date of birth is, first and foremost.
Okay, my name is Renata. My date of birth is
5/22.
Thank you. 5/22/61.
Honey, say that again.
And I'm open to whatever I'm supposed to be open to receiving this evening.
Okay, Renata, can you just do your date of birth again, please?
Yes, 5/22/1961.
Okay, 5/22/1961. Now, Pam, honey, do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
I don't care. Do you know the time, Renata?
Yes, I do. It was at 5:15 p.m.
Okay. Let me put that in there. I've got to figure it out in military time.
Okay, while you're figuring it out, I'll just give her a little bit of insight. And first off, you know, I just want to say to our listeners that Renata is a lovely, wonderful spiritual teacher herself. Renata, what is your website?
My website is The Gathering. You can find me at Blog Talk Radio under The Gathering Space.
Okay. Because I know voice is very distinct, and so and it's a wonderful radio voice. And everyone, you might want to check that out there. So I happen to know that about Renata. Renata, you know, the only thing that I'm going to tell you here is this is a particularly, I would say, challenging year for you. And it really contains a lot of psychic energy, but also master energy for you. And you, oftentimes when this type of energy, the 11, is around, it can bring you to the forefront. It can actually put you on stage. It can actually highlight your work. But also at the same time, you know, sometimes there can be an electric bolt of lightning that comes down through that creates a break, which kind of separates you from where you are and gives you maybe a new beginning. Sometimes it can be a difficult year in that sense. But it's a year of transformation in many ways for you. And this month in particular is a little bit along the lines of Dark Night of the Soul. And you may not be feeling quite like yourself. You may be feeling as though you're wanting to think things over, mull it over, maybe a little angst about, you know, trying to figure out where you want to go and what you want to do. The important thing about May for you, for the, at least the rest of this month, is take that time. Go out in nature, spend some time resting, and don't jump on anything. What is meant to be will be. What you need will be given to you, and I really see some very positive things coming up for you, especially in June, the possibility of a promotion. But certainly, if not a major promotion, it's recognition for what work you've been doing. So, you know, you'll get people patting you on the back and saying, good job. And so, you know, whatever is going on this month, just look for next month for some big shift for you, okay?
I really appreciate that, Allison. Thank you very much. That was all absolutely 100% straight to the core, so to speak.
Okay. Well, when you're dealing with that kind of energy, you just got to, you know, the angst that can come in with that energy, the nervous tension, the stress, the feeling out of sorts, all of that stuff, pretty normal, but you're fine. You're perfectly fine. I'm going to turn you over to Pam and see what she's got for you. Pam.
All right.
Hi. There. The first thing I want to ask you is there's something in Chinese astrology called peach blossom energy, and you have that, and it's your day master, which is basically your personality. And peach blossom energy is a sexual energy, and usually people that have it are always flirted with their whole life. I always say hit on by the opposite, or it could be the same sex, your whole life. Is that true?
Yes, and I don't much care for it, but that is true. Now I understand.
Yes.
Well, you do have a great voice, Renata. I got to tell you that much.
Okay, thank you.
And I want to tell you that also it's in your hour, which tells me that this is going to happen. This is going to continue until you're a very, very old woman. So,
okay.
And what I see in your chart is this year it has to do. It's a combination, and it has to do with your work. You might feel depleted from it, like you're really worn out from what's going on this year.
Yeah.
And I actually do two kinds of Chinese astrology. One's called Four Pillars of Destiny, which baffled Allison earlier, and it baffles most people. I have no idea why I do it. But there's another called Nine Star Key, and it's easier. It's an easier astrology. But where you are this whole year is what I call the cave. And just as Allison told you, this is a time to go inside. This is a time that you, I call it alchemy, turn iron to gold. And it's a time of transformation. It's also a time that what happened for me was I closed the door on many relationships that weren't working for me. And I can tell you 5 years later from that time, I've never missed any of them.
I've been doing that recently. For the past 6 months, I find myself doing that.
Yeah, you kind of sort through and say, okay, these people lift me up, but these don't, and see you later.
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
That's what I see going on in your chart. Are you pretty psychic?
Yes, I am. I don't call myself psychic. I'm more of the spirit messenger medium. I really consider myself a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I call myself a motivational medium.
Okay.
I like to motivate people to go within and to share that there are various modalities and healing and astrology and numerology, etc., that we're all connected. And there's more than one way, one road leading to Rome, or one road leading into within oneself.
Uh-huh. Yes. Well, you have the chart. The chart type that you have is one that has to do with the mouth. So anything having communications, tasting food, or like a food critic, or it's words are easy for you.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Very helpful. Wow. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next year is going to be
all
really
right,
busy.
Renata.
Okay. Thank you so
when
much. I'm going to continue to listen.
Okay. All right, honey.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Blessings.
Bye. Uh-huh. You too. I'm not entirely sure, but I think that they might have put through another call. So I don't know if we've got another caller on the line or not.
Yes, I'm here.
Do we? You there?
I'm here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
somebody's
what's your name?
There.
Hi, I'm Teresa from North Carolina.
Hi, Teresa. How are you?
Well, I've been better. I've had problems lately with fear.
Okay.
And I just
give us your date of birth, honey.
I'm sorry?
Give us your date of birth.
11/57.
Well, month, day, and year.
Okay. 11/7/57.
11/7/1957.
Yes.
And Pamela will need your time of birth. You know that?
No, I don't. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, it was at 7:57 a.m.
7:57 a.m. Did you get that, Pam?
I did. Thank you.
Okay. Let me just check here. 11/17. Okay.
Do you want me to go first?
Well, what I want to just tell her is, I'm not sure what you're fearing, but I'm going to tell you that you do have a mind that can overthink things, and you do have a mind that can actually make a mountain out of a molehill. And I'm also going to tell you that you are very psychically in tuned.
Yes.
And I'm not sure if that's what you're afraid of, but, you know, you may actually be experiencing some of that. I'm not sure if that is what is contributing to your fear, but it definitely is showing here in your chart. I want to also just kind of share with you that this year is a very intensifying that this sensitivity of yours. And that can even be the fear and the depression and the stress. The energy that's around you at this time, very specifically, can, quite like the last caller, can make you almost like you're soaking up the energy around you. It's not just, you know, you may have to separate between what is your feelings and what did you just pick up from the guy walking next to you or the person you were sitting next to. That it's with you, you have some very strong empathic energy in your chart that tells me that you soak up energy. What are you specifically afraid of, honey?
Well, I had a surgery last week. And there was a strong fear of death. Of course, I was in the hospital. And all
right.
These emotions were surrounding me, and there was a strong fear of death on me. And I couldn't get it off of me.
You couldn't get it off of you. Okay.
No, and I've had anxiety attacks since then.
Right. Yes. Okay, I understand. You are a little bit prone to the anxiety attacks. You are. And what I'm going to tell you to do, really, is number one, is I would like to see you do some actual meditation. And what you need to do is you need to choose some different thoughts. And you need to kind of program your mind to just balance and center yourself. You need to clear your space of any thoughts. You need to think in terms of that I am well, I am healthy, I am happy, I am blessed. You need to, you know, kind of work on that a little bit because I think you're just giving into to what really is clearly present in your chart, which is anxiety, and that can create the panic. And I honestly believe that when you get out of this year, when you move past this year and into next year, I think you're going to find that that subsides, that does subside for you, okay? I believe that this is a temporary thing. And I almost said that you were afraid of dying because I heard it, but, you know, I just thought maybe it was a fear of maybe you're connecting to things that maybe aren't your thoughts as well. When you were in the hospital, you may actually have picked up on, like, the other people that were afraid of dying in the hospital. Do you understand?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you may not have realized it, but you don't consciously know that you're doing this, and then you carry that back with you. You understand?
Yes,
so I think that whole experience, if it set it off, that may very well, a hospital for you, because you're so empathic, may not be a wonderful, fabulous place for you to be, because you will pick up on the energy that's there, and that includes the thoughts and the feelings of the people that are in there. And obviously, if you're in the hospital, it's not a good thing. And a lot
right.
of people are in there worrying that they're going to die. So that would be my thing to you, is to try to maybe understand that maybe you picked up on stuff that really wasn't your thoughts. And I want you to start meditating with positive thoughts and try to train yourself that when your mind goes to the fear, to acknowledge and change that thought to something else. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm going to turn you over to Pam.
Hi. Is your mom still alive?
No, she's passed.
Ask her to help, too.
Okay.
Ask her to help you with the fear. That's something that just kind of stands out in your chart. You are water energy. You are yin water. You're like a raindrop or a snowflake. And this year is an earth year, and you have a lot of earth in your chart. So imagine a small puddle or a snowflake and taking huge amounts of dirt and piling it over the water. And that, it sounds like you're being buried.
Yes.
And you said you had fear of death. So with this surgery, this is a challenging time for you, because you are a yin water goat and this year is the ox. So it's like there's a fight going on. And as Allison said to you, the best thing you can do is change your thoughts. I don't know if you've heard of Abraham Hicks, the teachings of Abraham Hicks.
No, I haven't.
Well, they've got CDs, and you can go to their website, and they're, I just think they're marvelous, because their teachings are, life is supposed to be fun, and you need to find a better feeling thought. And it would be your nature. It's just your nature to go there, just like Allison said. I don't think that you're going to die, but I do think that if you will, I think that if you will talk to your mom, because she sits right next to you in your chart, and I believe that she's still here whether she's on the other side or not, that she's going to help you, and the meditation is a great idea. Just know that you're covered up this year, but you're also in a place of new growth. So in Nine Star Key, it's like you are like this tiny seed that is bursting forth out of the ground into a plant. So this, to me, can be a turning point for you, where you're growing and you're learning that there's really nothing to fear.
Okay.
If you look back, have you always been fearful?
When I was younger, I was.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't been for a long time.
Uh-huh.
It's like it just caught me off guard in the hospital.
Well, I think she's just so incredibly, she has a southern birthday, which gives her very strong clairsentience. She also has a two challenge, especially at this time in her life. She's in a 2-year, it's almost like intensifying that energy. I think she picked up on other people's fear and brought it home.
That could be called entity attachments.
She needs to get cleared, you know, like what you do with clearing someone's energy. Pam does energy clearing, and that might be something she might want to, you know, call you and talk to you about privately and see if maybe you might be able to help her with that.
That would be great.
What do you think, Pam?
Did you get fearful? Let me ask you this. Did you get fearful once you went into the hospital or before?
No. It was only after my surgery.
Okay. Yes, I'll bet you anything you picked that up in the hospital.
Yeah, that's what I felt very strongly. She just has so much of it in her chart, and that's what concerned me. And, honey, your challenge right now is this very thing, is being able to separate what are your feelings and what feelings are you actually picking up from other people and your environment. If you are a person that has this kind of a challenge, when you walk into, let's say, a nursing home, there's a lot of sadness in a nursing home, and it is not a happy place. So immediately you get depressed, and you feel like life is hopeless. If you maybe not want to pay a little attention to yourself and see if you, when you're around somebody that's cheerful and happy, don't you feel just a little bit better? Or if you're around somebody that is moping around and very depressed, do you start to feel depressed? Because what you've got to do is learn to determine what are your feelings and what feelings you're picking up from other people. You're just that sensitive. And this is where meditation, I really would like to see you work with Pam a little bit. I'd like to see you learn some meditation to clear your auric fields. I'd like to see you work as far as even some chakra balancing. Just little visualizations. Learn some things spiritually to treat this, and I think that you would be much happier. But I am going to reassure you and tell you that this year is particularly intense in your chart. You get out of this year and everything gets a lot better. So it's a temporary thing no matter what, okay?
Okay.
Okay, sweetie?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome to, you can find Pam's website right there on the front page of BBS in the show info tab for Visible by Numbers. You are welcome to contact her, and you certainly can email me, and I'll be happy to give you some more advice, okay?
Thank you
so can
much.
Email me, too.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you something. I was very fortunate. I got to go to see James von Prague, who I don't know if you know who he is, but he's a wonderful psychic medium. And he wrote the book Unfinished Business. And James was at a book signing, and he actually was very gracious, and he spoke to everybody there for the better part of 30 minutes. And he was telling the story of how he had his near-death experience. And when he came to from dying, the first words that came out of his mouth was, living is hard, dying is easy. Mm-hmm. So what I would also tell you is try to keep that in mind, that the living's the hard part, honey, the dying's not the hard part. And as soon as you just decide that dying is not your problem, okay, it's not your problem. Living is the hard part, okay? So, you know, once you understand and grapple with that idea and change the way that you're thinking, I think you're going to feel a lot better, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, sweetie, let us know. Email us.
All right, thank you so much for talking with me.
Breathe and smile.
Dear.
Breathe and smile.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Okay, dear. Okay. All right, just like we've been doing readings for the last two callers, you know, if you're listening to the show and you would like to call into the show, I just want to give the numbers really quick. I'm talking to Pam Case, by the way. She is a wonderful, intuitive Chinese astrologer, a feng shui consultant, dowser, spiritual teacher, and healer. And she's here with me, and we're doing numerology and Chinese astrology readings for our listeners. You're welcome to call into the show. The toll-free number is 888-815-9756. You can call the station direct at 530-776-5185, 530-413-4511. And there's even two more numbers. Just go to the phone at bbsradio.com, and there's actually five numbers you can call into the show, okay? So give us a buzz. And I know that we got somebody else on the line, so I'm going to ask, who's calling?
Hi, my name is Jean. My birthday is 9-18-60, and the time is 10:48 p.m.
9. Did you say 16?
60. 6-0.
Fine. What was the day of your birth?
Sunday.
No, sweetie.
Oh, 9.
I heard 9. The day that you were born.
18. 18? 18. 1-8.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we have 9-18-1960. Is that what you got, Pam?
9/18/1960 at
10:48. Okay. All right. And do you have a specific question, Jean, or do you just want us to give you what we got?
Just give me what you got.
Okay. I'm just going to go really quickly here and tell you that you are also you're an old soul, and I don't know if you realize that or not, but you certainly are. And you really have got a mission in this lifetime, let me tell you. You're drawn to spiritual philosophy, and you're just kind of drawn to the secrets of life, to find a truth, to kind of, it's like a journey of soul growth and soul knowledge in this lifetime. You have all the makings of a wise old sage guru, Buddha yourself, and not only do you have this energy in your talents and abilities, but also it is in your opportunities in life as well. Almost every one of your cycles, every one of your pentacles are spiritual in nature, and they draw a person towards, you know, questioning the deeper things in life. And it's not easy to be you, I'm sure. Your brain, your mind, the things that you connect to, you live in a world of spiritual philosophy. It's an amazing place, your brain, but sometimes it's hard because you feel isolated. Sometimes it's hard because you feel lonely. Sometimes it's hard to be you because you are such a deep thinker. My biggest advice to you is to definitely specialize in something, become an expert at something, because I think that you could have a great deal of success at that. I feel also that you would make a wonderful teacher at whatever you decide, whatever you are passionate about. I want to just 9/18. I think this is an 11 year for you. This is a transformational year for you. It's an electric year. Your own psychic ability, you're very psychic. You have gut feelings. You know things without knowing why you know them. You certainly can see, hear, and feel. This year intensifies that energy times a gazillion. So you want to pay attention to your dreams, your gut feelings, your insights. You're particularly hooked up this year. And I feel that also for you, there may be a transformational moment. It could be almost not, you didn't see it coming, that will change the course, the direction of where you're going in life and perhaps give you a new opportunity. It may not be something you necessarily ask for or want, but it definitely may push you more towards your destiny or more towards this, you know, this more spiritual path. I honestly feel that there is part of you that has come on some level for a contribution to humanity to help us. You're definitely a light worker. I don't know what else to tell you, okay? And I'll turn you over to Pam.
Hi. I don't know if you've been listening to the show before this, but that sexual energy I talked about to the first caller, you've got it big time. you've got psychic written all over your chart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I see that. You're a yin earth, like a garden loam, you can be easily worked, not, if you were yang earth, you'd be like a mountain and not, you couldn't move you. But you've got something called a special chart, and only 10% of the population of the world has a special chart. And what I find with a chart like this is that your good times are so great, but your bad times are really challenging. Because it's a special chart. This year I see, is something going on with your dad? Is he still alive?
No, he's passed.
Okay, so either is something going on with your money this year? Like, are you making a lot of money this year?
It's been pretty normal, pretty steady. To you know, in fact, I you know we had a pay cut, minor, but still.
I believe that at the second half of this year, and for me that starts at the end, 1st of July, you're going to make more money. I see you making money. And I see that probably from age 43 to 52, you might have a whole shift in the way you think. You could change your philosophy. You could have everything, emotional, mental, all kinds of changes. I don't know if you're experiencing that now or have you been?
Somewhat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean,
I
was right on with some of the, you're right on with the highs and the lows, and I guess my question would be, how do you balance those out?
To me, the best way I can balance anything out is if I'm not in a good place, is to find, it's all about my emotional wellness. So what is it that makes me happy? How can I have fun? Does this person make me feel better or worse? Is what I'm doing making me feel better or worse? It's all about that.
Okay.
I want to interject here with all the seven energy that this young woman has in the chart. In numerology, there's one number very specifically where meditation is a must, and for you it's a must because you can actually get off balance and off center just by the chaos of life itself.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to go to that place within. You need to connect to your higher self, to your soul. And meditation is one of the most primarily important things for someone with a seven life path. In order to just, that's where you find your wellness. That's where you find your peacefulness. I would, especially for you too, you know, do not avoid, when you're tired, take a nap. When you need sleep, sleep. It's really important for you to respect that and to take the time off and to whether it's read a book, go for a walk, or retire and spend some time alone and do the meditation.
Did you know your name and date of birth speak volumes about you as a person and as a spiritual being? Well, your personal numerology can shine a light on your life's purpose, your true potential, and give you insight about your soul's journey in this lifetime. Join Alison Bachman, host of Visible by Numbers, Monday nights at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on BBS Radio, as she unlocks the secrets of how to live a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life by using numerology as a guide. You'll be inspired by Alison's passion, her amazing on-air readings, insightful topics, and guests. You don't want to miss Alison's show Monday nights on BBS. Visit Alison at www.visiblebynumbers.com for more information. Be well.
And we're back. I'm here with my wonderful guest, Pam Case, and she's an intuitive astrologer, feng shui consultant, dowager, spiritual teacher, and healer. And we're taking calls from our listening audience, and we're doing a little bit of numerology and a little bit of Chinese astrology. And I think I just heard a caller, so I'm going to ask.
Yeah, hi, Alison, this is Anu.
Hello, Anu, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very well.
So,
you want to
I believe you have Pam on the show.
Yes, I do.
So can I get a reading done, please?
Yes, give us your date of birth.
December 8, 1966.
12-8-1966. Do you know the time of your birth,
Anil? I can't hear you, actually.
66 or 56?
66.
Okay.
And December 8?
Uh-huh. And do you have the time, Anil?
Hello?
Do you have the time of your birth, Anu?
It's like 9:37 p.m. in New Delhi, India.
Okay. All right. And, Anu, I know that I've done your chart. I know that we've done that. But I'll just really quick just tell you that this year for you is really pivotal for work that you may find that you, as you move into this year, especially getting into September, you're going to find that there's a lot on your work table and a lot to do, a lot of details. It may seem a little frustrating.
It's been frustrating.
Yes, and it's just putting your nose to the grindstone.
Yeah.
This is a pivotal year for you because down the road, this is the one that's going to bring you success. What you do this year, in a few years, you're going to reap the rewards of it in a big way. So it's kind of like putting money in the bank this year.
work hard, pay attention to details, try not to let work frustrate you. You still want to, you know, relax a little bit, have some fun, but you've definitely got to put in the time this year. And I'm going to turn you over to Pam and let her give you some Chinese astrology, okay?
Okay.
Go for it, Pam.
Okay, I've got to clarify. Is it September 8th?
No, December 8th.
December 8th, 1966, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What time?
Like 9:37 p.m. New Delhi, India. Like Delhi, India.
Okay. Well, I had the wrong time, so I'm putting it in my computer now.
Okay.
Okay. That's
okay. Okay. In Chinese astrology, you are yin metal, which is like a gold jewelry or a gold nugget. You are able to sense things. Like, you know, if you put a silver teaspoon in hot, you pick up that energy. The last 2 years have been extremely quiet, and this year has gotten busier?
Last 2-3 years have been very, very busy, actually. And this year has taken the cake. I'm working, and I'm exhausted.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What you can do, you really can wear yourself out this year. However, it looks to me like you are in pretty good luck.
Okay.
You're in energy that actually supports you. Do you find that?
When you say energy, in what way?
Energy in, like, the elements, like nurturing energy.
Right.
Do you feel that?
Yeah, I mean, I do have people in my life who support me that way, yes.
Uh-huh. Even though you're extremely busy, metal, water, wood. It looks to me like you are at a time that you are in pretty good luck, overall good luck, not like you're in an extreme challenge. Do you feel like you're extremely challenged?
Yeah, I'm kind of frustrated at work. It's going back and forth between two positions, and it's just very, very challenging and demanding and no respite.
Is that because you won't let yourself, or you can't say no?
No, I'm trying to say no, but they're not hearing it. I think I'll have to say it again tomorrow.
Yeah, that's it. You've got to establish the boundaries here.
Yeah.
Extremely nice. Are you so nice?
She's nice. Anil, I will tell you that this change is coming for you. You'll feel it coming in around October. And what she's talking about, this luck, and I'm sorry for interjecting, but I'm hearing what you're saying, and I'm just trying to correlate with what's in the numerology.
Okay.
Right around October, you will be so frustrated, because September is going to seem like, if you think it's bad now, September is really going to be the icing on the cake for this frustration. This hard work, this overtime, this all these piles of things on your desk.
Oh, God.
And you're going to feel so frustrated in September that you're going to be wanting to pull a change with your career or change with what's going on in your life in October. And that energy is kind of lucky, and it will allow that. And all of next year, meaning as soon as you hit January and you move into that, you're going to be making, this year really serves on many levels to help you to manifest change into your life that you're going to bring in next year. So you'll have some different opportunities next year, some more excitement, things that are going to be more interesting. This year it's dull, it's boring, it's not that interesting. Next year it gets a whole lot more fun. And you'll see this start to happen in October. So all I can tell you is when you're in this kind of energy, it is kind of like whatever you're doing is going to pay off down the road. You just got to hang in there. in order to tolerate what you're doing, the frustration and the things that go with it, you want to take some time off, like instead of staying in overtime, be nice to yourself, take yourself shopping or out to dinner or to a movie, or instead of going in and working on the weekend, you know, maybe take yourself, you know, don't take your cell phone, don't take reports with you, just go away for the weekend and walk away from it. Go out into nature or do some things. Try to bring the joy in your life in after hours, okay?
You're
because
so
work
right.
isn't going to
you're
get any better.
Right. You're absolutely
okay?
right. I think you're absolutely right because it's like my nose. Even if I don't want to, I get loaded with more work and I, like, I reach my limit this weekend because it's like I cannot go on. Because
right. everybody wants to be around you. You've got some, it's called combinations in your chart. So that causes you to attract all of this. It's attention, but it's too much attention with your work. It's, people, you get along so well with people that it's easy for them to ask you to do too much.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean they knew that you can't put your foot down a little bit and say, okay, this is
I am going to, Allison. I just can't do it because it's like I'm dying.
Well, then you put your foot down. You know, one of the things in your chart, too, is you can be a little bit of a martyr because you are a nice person, okay?
Yeah.
So
sometimes
when you have that energy, you have to learn to say no. And sometimes it doesn't come easy for you because you are a thoughtful, considerate, very responsible individual. So, you know, you might want to try setting some boundaries about just how much gets dumped on your desk. I don't think it's going to take it away, but it can lighten your load, okay?
So if I say no at work, do you think it may mean I may lose my job or something?
No.
Well, I wouldn't.
No, I'm not saying no to everything, but just like, you know, the add-on, which is 100% more, is, you know, can be so much.
Right. Right. Well, I would say that you can set some boundaries about you're only one human being. You can only do so much.
Yeah.
And I think as long as you do a good job at the work that you're given and they can't complain. So you do have a tendency to say yes when you should say no. So maybe set some boundaries about how much gets dumped on your desk. I still think it's going to be a hard working year, but if it's too much, but it's, you know, and also you've got to work with your stress levels. I mean, in all honesty, Anu, you've got to work on your stress levels because your stress levels are coming from work. That's what happens in a 4-year.
Yeah.
So you've got to be nicer to yourself. You've got to turn that cell phone off. Don't bring the work home from work and do some things that where you can relax when you get out of work. And it's going to help you when you go in the next day to be better balanced, all right?
Exactly.
And that's my best advice I can give you.
And wear metal and white.
Say that again?
Wear metal, like jewelry, and wear the color white or fabric that has metallic in it, metallic fabrics.
Okay, you mean like shiny stuff?
Yes, shiny metallic, or the color white, or metal, and wear it with the intention that it is supporting you. It's giving you strength.
Can I have your gold jewelry?
Yes, absolutely.
Because I do wear a gold ring that's like a yellow sapphire all the time.
Yeah.
Bling it up a little anew.
I'm sorry?
I said bling it up a little anew, a little bit more jewelry. Chunk it up,
put
some necklaces on, some bracelets.
Okay. And say protecting me and it's for me. Okay.
All righty.
Okay,
all right,
thank you, Allison. Thank you, Pat.
All righty, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, you didn't tell me what I should wear this year. Jeez, I want to know. Do I get to wear jewelry? Okay. You know, we have another caller, so I'm just going to just jump right on board to the next caller. Who's calling, please? Hello?
Hi, Allison?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi, do you hear us?
Yes, hi, Allison. This is Beth from Massachusetts.
Hi. Do you want to give us
How
your date of birth?
7/2/55.
And do you have a specific question?
Yeah, I guess just in terms of work and financial are my biggest concerns at this point, just trying to get some insight on them.
Oh, boy. You know, this is really fascinating because just about every person that has called in tonight is in that same personal year almost. Goodness gracious, I can't even deal with it. But I'm going to see if Pam wants to go first. And, Pam, I got to tell you, we only got about 4 minutes, so make it as
I see that. I see that. Are you making money this year?
No. I've been out of work on medical leave for a few months. And I'm definitely in transition relative to this particular job.
What I see for this year is, did you just get into a relationship this year?
Did I just get through one?
Into one.
I'm sorry, a relationship.
Did you get into a relationship?
No, I have not.
You have not?
No.
Okay.
Well, if you haven't, I do. Are you in a relationship? Are you married or are you committed at all?
No, I'm divorced, actually.
Okay. Well, the one thing I think that what Pam is hinting around here is that you actually could manifest a relationship, a almost like a soulmate relationship this year. So, despite that, maybe where the financial stuff, where the financial stuff isn't going exactly where you would like it, certainly your love life could take off like a rocket right now. So, you know, bear that in mind. And we only have a minute left here, and I do want to tell you that May is just going to be one of those months, honey, where you just got to hang in there. But I do honestly believe that in June, you should maybe get some more money in some fashion, whether it's through a job, a settlement, or something. And I do think that by August, you should have a new job. And as much as I hate to say this, dear heart, we have run out of time. So I know that Pam would love to answer your question, and I know that I would like to give you a little bit more time. So if you want to email us, you can get her website from my show info page. My email address is right there on the front of BBS. We can finish this up a little bit in an email tomorrow. Does that sound okay? Caller? Hello? Okay, well, Pam, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, I don't know where my caller went.
I don't either.
But... and I can't believe how much 55 minutes goes by. It flies. Time for me to say goodbye. So I just want to thank everybody that called in this evening. We didn't even get to the half of it, of what Pam's talents are. So, Pam, real quick, tell them your website.
Okay. It's PamCase, PamCase, .net.
All right, everybody. So visit PamCase.net. She's a multi-talented lady. And she's got a wonderful website. And we got to go. So I'm wishing good night, Pam. Thanks for joining me. And everybody else,
thank you, Allison.
I'm wishing
thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome, dear. And everybody else, abundant blessings. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.